On a final note, as your mayor, I want you to understand, councillors, that I've got your backs. I will not tolerate in any way bullying, intimidation, harassment and threats to each of you, the elected representatives of our community, in order to advance the political interests of Councillor Natoli. What each of you have been subjected to over the course of the last 2 weeks is distasteful, reprehensible and offends the principles and values we cherish in this country. I'll leave it there and recommend my motion for your consideration. Thank you. Councillor Natoli.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And I'm very pleased that you brought this up, because this is exactly what I've been telling people, that local government cannot override state or...
Mr. Mayor, I'm just going to speak to the motion. Mr. Mayor, I say it quite often, I've said in this chamber, that actions speak louder than words every day of the week to me. And I've got some serious question marks over the actions of the mover here today. And I think every person in this room has a question mark over your motivations. And I think every business owner on the Sunshine Coast should have a question mark over your motivations today. Councillor Maria asked some questions and raised some concerns about whether the mover had asked the CEO for any concerns before speaking publicly in a local park, and the answer was no. To me, that's appalling. We've got an amazing CEO, one of the best probably in Australia, and she's only green and on her feet recently. And we've got a councillor that wants to go a bit rogue and not even ask the question of our own CEO. I find that appalling, and so should the small business community. The question was asked, has there been contact with state members, or state ministers, I think was the right word, and the answer was no. Oh, no, I had a conversation with him at a function. That doesn't cut it. We've got every right, if we've got something that's personal and needs to be prompted, to request the CEO for a councillor to write to a minister. Rarely happens, but should have happened in this case, and it didn't. The answer again was no. And Councillor Suarez again asked the question about an understanding of the restrictions, and all we got was fumbly mess in the response. Please have a look at the feedback and have a look at it. It was fumbly mess that was the response. It was appalling, as is the 6 dot points that I've actually questioned the CEO about actually allowing to come to this council chambers. For 10 years, I've had the highest respect for this chamber. I would never, ever, ever think one of my colleagues would bring something like this so fluffy to be discussed. It's appalling. Here's some observations I've made of the council that's made the movement today. We've had a Sunshine Coast Economic Resurgence Program in place for 18 months. It's only just wound down. Councillor Terry and I attended Councillor Terry probably attended 99%, and I attended 100% of those meetings, all the functions, all the outings, all the ingrained depth conversations with small business owners on the Sunshine Coast. Where was the mover? For 18 months, not in sight. Not one meeting did you attend. We had a bi-local program, amazing program set up by our council staff, generating interest and trying people to spend money locally. This is what we're all about. We're always about it. One question to my office, what's the bi-local program? None. We have economic development meetings monthly where we discuss small business, top of subject all the time, COVID for the last 18 months, top of subject. Not once has he attended an economic development meeting. We have small business programs and development. This is an array of things that we could have attended. It hasn't been to one. Small business programs and development setups and meetings all the time with the chambers, all that sort of thing, on behalf of council with the economic development team. And again, not once have you attended. We have a regional economic development strategy that was finalised, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it was 2014. I doubt the council's even read it cover to cover. You want to be the champion for small business? Start getting to these meetings. Start making change. Because it hasn't happened once in my observations. And here you want to be the messiah of small business. You've got small business mentioned in your fluff probably 10 times. Small business need to call you out. Councillor Dixon, it's obvious to me and everybody in this room why he did not get an extension. Every single time for 10 years I've seen people get extensions. It's obvious as ever to me. It's blind Freddy can see it. It's a grandstanding episode at the highest level, and that's why the majority of council has said no. When are we going to stop and get out of the state government's jobs. When's this council going to realise that we're delving into the state government issues way too much? Way too much. I reckon they're laughing at us. They're going, thank goodness council's taking the community heat on this one. Again. Councillors, we need to be accountable too. We need to start stepping out of this realm. We don't need to bring these sorts of things to this chamber when it's got absolutely nothing to do with local government.
Councillor Natoli to close. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I have not created the division. The state government's mandate creates the division. I didn't write the definition of discrimination. You only have to look at the and take what it says in the dictionary to understand what it says. The moment you treat somebody differently, you are discriminating against that person. If I don't know your vaccination status, I don't. I can't treat you any differently. For me, it's about standing up for our community. Why are we wearing orange today? Why are you wearing an orange shirt, Mr. Mayor? Why are you wearing an orange shirt, tie and shirt? Because we're making a statement about a particular part of our community that is impacted by domestic violence. Why are we bringing that into this forum if we can't bring anything else into this forum? We represent the views of our community when they're down in the dumps. The homeless people. On the weekend, watch so many people walk past this person who asked for help and they walked past and did nothing. And my son said, why did you put so much money into there? Because he had a sign that said, I need $42 to have accommodations tonight. And I wanted him to know that he had a roof over his head that night. I didn't ask him what made him homeless. I wanted him to know I cared. And that's all I've asked you to do. Listen to our community. I've not advocated people not to be vaccinated. I understand the fallout in this community of what will happen. The warning bells are there. 48% in my survey said that they are having mental health issues. Another survey that the Caloundra Chamber of Commerce, 33%, a third of their members, Sunshine Coast Business Owners Survey reveals pandemic leaves them depressed and hopeless. And what are we going to do about it? Send a clear message to the state government, we have a problem. We've got a major problem with domestic violence in this state. Last Monday, three full pages in the Courier Mail were about the mental health crisis in Queensland. We've got a homeless crisis, we've got a housing crisis, a rental affordability crisis, and we're going to put a mother load onto that? That's the fallout that we've got. Sit back and do nothing. Don't advocate for our community. That's your prerogative. I'm not asking you to do anything other than stand up for our community. You call it that it's my business community? No, it's ours. We represent everyone. Am I doing this for any political gain? Well, why am I going to Noosa on Saturday? I'm taking a break as of tomorrow. I'm going to Noosa. Wednesday, I'm going to Brisbane. This is not about the Sunshine Coast and me standing up here and it's about me. It's about the people that I represent. I understand the pain that they're going to face. If it's 15%, I represent everybody, 100% of our community, those vaccinated and those unvaccinated. And it won't stand for us to be saying this is not a matter. We take rates from our business people. We license them. We have everything to do. We spend money trying to help our business community. Why can't we send a clear, collective message from our council, not just from the mayor, from all of us? That's all of us. I've been asked for anything. I've been asked for overturn the government. That's for them to decide. But I want to send a clear message. Today was your opportunity. And if you choose not to, I respect that.